Shut up and listen. The only place on the radio to hear music made by artists with a learning disability.
Hi, my name is Francis and you're listening to Shut Up and Listen. This show is about a new organisation called Constant Flux, which was set up to create opportunities for musicians with learning disabilities. Constant Flux aims to start a movement away from only having learning disabled events for learning disabled audiences towards integrated shows for everyone in accessible venues. In spring 2014, Constant Flux set up a UK tour with the Fish Police playing 7 shows in 8 days. At all of the shows, the band played with learning disabled and non-learning disabled bands from each city. The tour came to Brighton's Green Door Store on the 10th of April 2014. We spoke to the Fish Police and Richard from Constant Flux.
My name is Richard Phoenix, and I run an organisation called Constant Flux. The aim is to create opportunities for musicians with learning disabilities. I'm on the Fish Police tour at the moment, which I've sort of been organising maybe for the past 6 months or something. And it's really good to be out on the road and sort of making it happen and seeing the guys every night play.
Hi, this is Charles from the Fish Police, hanging out in Brighton. And I'm here with a fantastic Dean Rodney.
Hello.
Frontman for the Fish Police.
And welcome. My name is Dean.
And the guitarist, Matthew Howe, for the Fish Police.
I'm gonna Matthew Howe. I like my chicken.
We kind of started in Nottingham last Friday. Went on to do Leeds, Sheffield and Sunderland. Yesterday we were in London. It's been a great tour so far. Great home crowd last night in London. And we're really looking forward to playing at the Green Door tonight in Brighton.
Chicken nuggets for me. Nice. The grease gets on my fingers and it tastes so nice. Stick my fingers in my mouth. Once or twice, nice. I can smell Kentucky and it smells so nice. It's a shame that Kentucky don't do right.
The reason why sort of this all came together was just I did a tour last year for a band from Finland called Pertti Kurikan Nimi Paivat and Zombie Crash from Brighton.
Greetings to all metalheads at the Green Door Store! Hardcore!
It's a bit of a shot in the dark, see if it worked. Basically get two bands where musicians had learning disabilities and got some money from the Arts Council to put them around the country like 4 or 5 days. And it just worked really, really well. The response from people was just like, more things like this need to happen. Integrated shows with integrated audiences. I'd known of the Fish Police for 5 years or something like that. Saw them playing at the Beautiful Octopus Club years ago, and like back then I was just totally blown away just how good they are, like how good their songs are, just like straight up great pop songs. And I'd seen them playing like with Drew on drums, and it was just sort of definitely stepping up another level. And they put out their album, The Marzipan Transformations, and it was just one of those things where I thought the Fish Police were a band that should be on tour. Like, they can absolutely like hold up to any other bands that I've seen. They hold their own on the stage, and most bands, they put out an album and promote it. I didn't understand why they weren't on tour. And so after the first tour with PKN and Zombie Crash, it just seemed like a natural thing to do to get the Fish Police out on the road.
It's a new thing for the Fish Police going on tour. It's a very new thing. It's our first tour. We're loving it playing at different audiences all over the country. It's just something that we've enjoyed immensely. Dean, how's it been for you, this tour?
Well, it's a little bit different because it's the very first time that I experienced going on tour to different places that I've never been before. It's kind of like a big journey. It's a bit like a movie, actually.
I'm gonna show you real music.
It's more like a comedy film.
Yeah, that's real music. You hear that? This is an announcement of Fish Police.
best thing for me is just like they've been blowing everybody away every night, and it's just like it makes total sense, and the music holds up, and the performances are absolutely amazing. And the merch table, like, as soon as they finish playing, just like mobbed, selling so many records, t-shirts and everything, which kind of like is good indication that people are just like into it and really enjoying it, and it's been really amazing so far. So
tell us about some of the bands you have played with.
My favorite bit is seeing the band performing on stages, the bands like Cowtown and Just James and the one with that girl playing the keyboard.
Last night, Ravioli Me Away, really, really cool little Casio keyboard things. Great bands, you know, we were very lucky to play with Cowtown two nights in a row in Nottingham and Leeds. Just James in Nottingham as well. In garden, the parliament's pouring, putting my arm into the test. My mind is struggling and the muscles to crush empires. With one breath, I'm limitless. Really great mixture of styles, and you know, Dean really liked Just James because he was a really cool rapper. I really liked Cowtown, great songs, and Hillary on the bass keyboard there. Really, really great sounds, you know. There was an amazing band as well in Sheffield on Sunday called the Stars Band. Same kind of thing, you know, disability band, doing really interesting music on analog gear, which we love at the Fish Police. So just, yeah, it's great to play with and some of the bands. For the first time, really, for us. Under the stars. Under the stars.
What problems do learning disabled bands face?
One of the major things is cost. The Stars Band, who we played with in Sheffield, and they're supported by an organisation called Under the Stars. They're amazing, and I was talking to Chris, a guy that supports them, and he was saying they got offered a gig. I can't remember how far away from where they lived, but they'd have to get a van and travel to the gig and stuff, and he was just like, they worked out it cost them £600 just to do a one-off, for support, for transport, for like overnight stays, and to basically adequately support like all the musicians that are in the band. I guess that's the thing, it's maybe more about musicians that need that support to be able to provide it so they can actually play the shows. It just, things take a bit more time, things cost a bit more, and I think that's one of the biggest problems. I play in bands, and the standard still is for a support slot, like if you're lucky you'll get £50, and that doesn't even like cover the costs of getting to places most time, let alone rehearsals and like instruments and stuff like that. I think in the music scene in general, like bands don't get paid and there's no money, and but people like subsidize it themselves, but it's harder to do that within this world.
How has it all been going?
The crowd, they're fantastic. I remember last night when I was performing in London, I heard a lot of audience screaming and shouting. I'm used to it.
So the sponsors have been fantastic, you know, very supportive, great audiences, a great mixture of audiences, of more kind of mainstream audiences and more disability audiences. Like last night was great for that. It's a real, really good split of those two kinds of audiences, and people were just really into the music, you know, which is a great thing. And dare I say it, they didn't see the disability. They just heard the music and went for it. And that's what it's all about. It's about the music in the end.
Attention, attention. In the area. Oh, Japanese girl, why are you sleeping?
Right, chicken. The Marzipan Transformations, the debut album from the Fish Police, out now.
Anyone jump. Dean Rodney from the Fish Police.
Last year, Charles was talking about his favourite word is marzipan, and I started to think, marzipan, what's that all about? And I looked on the internet and found out what it was. And my favourite word is transformations, because That word is like you're imagining yourself transforming yourself into a superhero, just like in one of them TV shows that I used to watch on TV a long time ago, and other TV shows what they have in Japan, like The Masked Rider.
Masked Rider.
Or Super Sentai, or any other TV show like that, when a bunch of people transforming themselves into superheroes with those amazing effects. I think I've seen all kinds of different transitions between the songs in the album, like some of it is food, relationships, cosmetics like cocoa butter. Some of it are dreams and some of it is reality.
World of electronics.
Electronics, sounds of sonics.
Met in a lunchtime queue. Sometime between 1 and 2.
And two.
20 of them.
20 of them.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Ladies too.
Ladies too.
Push it through.
Push it through.
Holding down the boom clang, boom clang.
Boom clang, boom clang. Bish bosh bang bang.
Playing with and hands,
hands,
the rhythm of the band.
D-Body singers are on tonight, all dressed up and in color with the N-I-L-I.
D-Body singers are on, all 72.
Just turn on your TV. D-Body singers are on tonight, all dressed up and in color with the N-I-L-I.
Yeah, that's right.
Just turn it on. D-Body singers are on tonight, all dressed up.
Singers are on, all 72.
Just turn on your TV. D-Body singers are on tonight, all dressed up and in color with the M-I-M-I.
M-I-M-I is a song about the Dean Rodney Singers. It's like a band with 72 musicians that come from different countries from all over the world. It's a project that was for the 2012 Cultural Olympiad. For the Olympics and the Paralympic Games, and it's a big project where we have to make about 23 songs and sending them to one of the band members who live in 7 different countries like the UK, Germany, South Africa, Brazil, Croatia, Japan and China. I like Black Stripe, part man, part tiger. I like the keyboard bit. Hey everybody, listen to the track. It's Black Stripe with Part Man, Part Tiger.
Only place
on the video
to hear music
made by
artists with
a learning disability.
You're listening to Sharp and Listen. In this show, we're talking about the Fish Fleas tour. The Fish Fleas are a unique pop and dance band.
Charles from the Fish Fleas.
We kind of grew out of Heart and Soul. We kind of grew out of a music workshop that we were doing. That's how I kind of met Matt and Dean, and we kind of grew out of that. We've played kind of more Heart and Soul clubs for 8 years. We did our first gig in 2006, and really this is kind of the first time that we've been out and played to different audiences up and down the country. So it's a real eye-opener for us, and we've been received really, really well by all the audiences that have come to see us.
At the Green Door Store, the Fish Police played with three other bands, Cold Fumers, Pharaohs, and Beat Express. This is Cold Fumers. These are Pharaohs. Express with their new song, Oops. Here are the Fish Police live at Brighton's Green Door Store.
3, 2, 1, oosh!
Hello, good evening everyone. Yeah. Having a good time tonight? Yeah. Thanks for coming for our first ever UK tour, everyone. Yeah. Come on, party, party, go!
Previously to this, we played with backing tracks. I kind of knew this drummer called Andrew McLean. Amazing drummer. Played with a few people I know. Played with Grace Jones, Professor Green. I think we were looking for something that's a bit more dynamic on stage in terms of the sound. We were in Istanbul working with another band out there for a few days, and they had a live drummer. And so we decided to have a bit of a jam with them on one of our songs, and it just sounded really, really cool, you know. Lit kind of a light in my head, and I was like, oh yeah, we should try that. Just try and get somebody in that would maybe change our sound. We can work with that with a view to playing live with a drummer. It's changed the whole performance, really. It's a little bit more dynamic. I think there's a lot more energy as a result.
When the Fish Police first started, we used backing tracks with the drums, electronical drums and the sounds. But now it's been changed because we got Andrew in the band playing with the drums. And I'm very happy.
because every time when he's playing the drums, he keeps making funny faces all the time.
Andrew McLean, drummer from the Fish Police.
It's been nice. It's different from what I'm used to doing. I love the energy and whatnot and playing with the guys. It's very entertaining, very upbeat. Well, if anything, I'm adding, not really changing, I guess. So I'm just adding that live feel, that kind of raw edge to it. And it's nice doing that. And Dean makes me laugh, man. His style. I like the way he laughs, man. It's really he's a funny guy. But yeah, collectively, everyone's cool, man. It's a nice team. I'm really enjoying, yeah, being on this tour.
Richard from Constant Flux.
A lot of the venues were booked by the promoters that I'm working with, but you know, I just sort of stated that it needs to have flat access and accessible toilets. That's kind of like the two little baseline standards for these shows, so they are accessible for people. So far, I've had a really amazing sort of experience of actually working with venues like the Macbeth, where we put on the show last night. The two shows that I've done there, the owner of the venue, like his wife has been down at both of them and has just given me some amazing feedback, and she's, you know, I think she said that the two shows put on there are two of her favourite shows ever. The same with like the Green Door Store, like Sophie, who been working with there, just like the PKN show is like in her like top five all-time best shows there. And so, and that side of things, it's been really positive. In terms of the access stuff, there's a really amazing charity called Attitude is Everything. Their sort of main thing is raising awareness and getting venues more on board with making things more accessible just across the board.
So have you enjoyed the tour, Matt?
I enjoyed it.
What have you liked most about being on tour?
So you have a band. My favourite band is Fish Police.
Okay, it's Monica 300. The girl with the blue hair.
Well, Monica 300 is a girl. She's not real, but I made her up. This is just my imagination. It's about this girl who has got blue hair. She's a very nice girl, and I see her at school. She likes eating Chinese food.
She's got blue hair. She's got blue hair.
And her hair is blue.
Everyone, this is Monica 300. By the Fish Police with the girl with the blue hair.
It's Monica 300. Her hair is blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her hair is blue. Her hair is blue. Her hair is blue.
I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. I
feel excited when I catch her eye. On my way to school, no, whatever lie. I look at her and she looks at the sky. I don't know why she looks at the sky. I see her round from time to time. She's younger than me, but that's not a crime. I know her name, but not her number. It's Monica 300 and she's wonderful.
I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. Short dreadlocks and stripy socks. I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. I like the girl with the short dreadlocks. Short dreadlocks and stripy socks.
Listen carefully.
This show is about a new organization called Constant Flux, which was set up to create opportunities for musicians with learning disabilities. The Fresh Police have used photographs and videos to promote themselves. What was the idea behind it?
A really important thing is colour, really. Even the album title, Mazpan Transformations, kind of evokes different colours. The music's very colourful, I think, and so I think visually it has to reflect that, and we hope that's what it's done.
Hi, I'm Hannah Mason. I did the music video for Fish Police's Fish Water.
Come on, swim in the fish water. We like to bathe in the fish water. Bring your friend to the fish water. You know it's safe in the fish water.
Which is their first single they released. Knowing these guys for quite a while and working with them, knowing Dean as well and all his, you know, imagination, all the things that he comes up with, it was kind of hard to choose what path to go down, really. And in some ways, we decided to kind of keep it quite abstract and not be too literal, because the songs and the lyrics have so much kind of visual content that it's kind of letting people use their imagination to kind of, you know, take them to wherever they want to go, I suppose.
We were really excited about, you know, making a video for the first time and what it would be like. And we were working with Joe Wild on the choreography and the dancing stuff, you know, so we got our dancing shoes on and worked really hard with Joe on some really interesting moves. And the idea was to try and get lots of colour in there, kind of across the video. So we had fun doing that, worked really hard on it.
It's very interesting because when you watch the video, you might see my dad in the video. Yeah, it was fun. It was a little bit hard because I hurt my neck when I was doing the dance movement.
Bring your friend to the fish water. I'll meet you there in the fish water.
Come on, come on, clap your hands now.
Following that, I then did the visuals for their performance, and it was kind of linked up with the Fishwater music video as well. Really colourful, quite psychedelic and abstract, just trying to lift the music really and create a backdrop that added to the music without kind of distracting it too much as well. Past few gigs we've been projecting in quite different ways. Sometimes it's on a screen, sometimes one of the gigs in Sunderland at Poprex Limited was, they didn't have any lights, so the only lights that they had was the projection, and it worked really well, and it just covered the whole band and all the colours and all the movement that was going on. Really kind of, yeah, worked really well actually. It's cool.
And then we kind of had a couple of really great photo shoots with Felipe, and we decided to try out a few things, one of which were the powder shots. They were fun, mostly. Felipe's studio got very messy, but they were fun and they came out great. We got some really great shots of Dean kind of drenched in powder, and you can kind of see some of those shots in the album, across the album, some of those shots of powder, really colourful powder.
My name is Felipe, and I just done the photos for the album. Right now, just following them around with a bunch of cameras, doing a few pictures and getting some footage that perhaps might turn into something really interesting in the future. And we're looking at maybe getting this whole scene, this whole adventure on film. Then we're gonna do a video clip, and we'll take it from there.
Fridays and sometimes Saturdays, DJG mixing the new music with the old music. Yeah.
DJ G is a DJ who lives in Japan and he likes playing his music at home. And his girlfriend, who is Chinese, named Ling, she keeps saying, "Hey, DJ G, come on, come out with me." And he said, no, I don't want to go out with you because I'm too busy playing my music. I want to do some scratching." And the girl said, "Oh, G, what's wrong with you?" Yeah, she keeps going on and on and on.
Nagging, scratching, ah. Nagging.
His name is DJ G.
His name is DJ G.
And he likes the music.
He likes the music.
I think he's found the key.
I think he's found the key.
And he likes to use it.
He likes to use it.
What's in DJ G's mind?
scratching, scratching all day long. Scratching, 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 scratching all day long.
Scratching, scratching, scratching all day.
He just likes the music.
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 His name is Lee. And she hates the music.
She hates the music.
She hates everything.
Everything. Everything.
To do with the music.
To do with the music.
She doesn't have time. She just hates the music.
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 She just likes the music.
You just heard DJ G by the Fish Police.
What do you plan to do when the tour is finished?
You're chilling out.
Just, you know, listen to music and watching TV and take things easy.
We want to go out and play as many shows as we can to different kinds of people. We want to reach as many people as we can with what it is we're doing, because we believe in what we're doing, you know, we believe in the music. We hope that people will want to book us for more shows, people will want to take us on tour with them, you know, and that kind of stuff. We hope that this tour will kind of fill that gap. You can only do so many gigs to a home crowd. You've got to get out there and play to different people.
Hear me now.
Okay.
For more information about the Fish Police, visit thefishpolice.com. You can watch their videos, listen to their music, find out about new shows, and buy their music. What are your future plans?
Richard from Constant Flux.
You know, I've learned so much from these last two tours, and hopefully we'll do some more projects like this, but also because there's been such an amazing response from bands, from promoters, from audiences, trying to actually use that positive sort of feedback and energy that hopefully people can start their own things around the country, and actually this network could become a reality.
And Constant Flux have been releasing music on cassette tape.
I ended up for the tour, like, put out a cassette release of the PKN discography up to that point, and that was just a way of getting their music out to sort of like an audience in the UK, because prior to that, like, you might be able to find it on import. It worked, like, and you know, it sold, and gonna be going into my third pressing of it. And the second release I did was this band called The Carbonators, who I worked with for like 3 years. And it was our second album called Supersonic. I think like all of us as a band were really proud of it. And so I put that out because I wanted it to have like the physical release, and that's had an amazing response. next week I get delivered the Daniel Wakeford tape, his first album, which was recorded about 2 years ago. But and I've always wanted to like put it out on tape because I think it just, you know, it's a classic.
In the hall, there's a place of black. Until I won't be scared, and can't you see? The black is bright. I will always my heart, it's beginning of a black. Our love is so lonely until the time I love the black. The black of lonely, I must be grateful. The black of lonely, I still loving you. But black of lonely, I'm still my heart, and I still always I love you.
I've got loads of ideas for stuff like compilation of what's going on at the moment, because there's loads of amazing music coming out, and I have been asked quite a few times about compiling a lot of it because people want, you know, access points into it and they want to know what's out there. And a lot of the time the best way to sort of document a snapshot in time is to do a compilation.
Constant Flux aims to develop networks and audiences to make integrated shows happen more in the UK, to inspire more engagement with the learning disability community, providing role models for musicians with learning disabilities, and creating more chances for their music to be heard. Constant Flux will also be helping to release some of the best music from the learning disabled music scene. For more information about Constant Flux, visit constantflux.co.uk. You can find out about new shows and buy their music.
Now hear this! Come with it!
Stop that racket and listen, will you? Yes, Jack. Everybody listen.
If you want more info, you can go onto our website
www.shutupandlisten.org.uk.
Hope you have all enjoyed the show and goodbye.
And thanks for listening.
Alright, bye.
This radio show was brought to you by Carousel, inspiring artists with a learning disability to achieve their artistic ambitions for the last 30 years.